After months of wallowing in a terrible heartbreak that completely destroyed my confidence, I joined an online dating site. After all, it was impossible to get over my lost love without finding a new love. I was at a point in my life where I was constantly around the same group of people. I was traveling on tour and surrounded by mostly women. I had done enough therapy to have a clear vision of the kind of guy I wanted to meet, and guys with real jobs was not a group I found myself in very often. So I set to work on setting up my dating profile. I clicked away, checking the boxes of all the qualities my dream man would have. The great thing about hiding behind a computer while doing this was that I could be completely honest. I devilishly checked off my age group, 25 to 35, height requirement, 6 foot plus, and salary, $100,000 plus per year. I added a little about me, that I love reading, dogs, seeing concerts, things that were turnoffs, smoking, children, nail biting. Next, in the what am I looking for section, I wrote that I was looking for a nice guy, that I had been burned in the past, and that I really needed someone who was 100% honest. And then I lied. I used a fake name, Sally Prescott. I don't really know where the name came from. I figured I would be more protected from the possible lover Googling if I had an alias. Being Sally, I was willing to talk to anyone who happened to introduce himself to me. I felt safe behind my profile, and I cannot believe how many men looked at my glamorous headshot and thought, "Sally Prescott seems like the lady for me." I was essentially homeless at the time, definitely brokenhearted from my last relationship person, and totally not ready to fall in love. In the days before everyone single was on a dating app, there was a lot of shame around being pathetic enough to sign up for online dating. But surprisingly, I wasn't the only hopeless and desperate enough romantic looking for love online at all hours of the night. I chatted away with all types of guys. The attention was creepy and wonderful. Some requested naked photos, who I instantly blocked. Others sent me pictures of their cats, rooms, or faces. I hadn't checked off an area of the country that I wanted to find my date in because I wanted to keep my options as open as possible. I was that pathetic. My story was semi-true. I was a professional dancer on tour, and I lived anywhere and everywhere. They lived in Texas. I love Tex-Mex. They lived in Miami. I've been there twice, and I love the beach. I connected with a photographer who seemed cool, wrote me constantly, and was an excellent and pretty hot distraction. Having never actually met in real life, and after spending hours looking at the two total photos he had on his profile, I was convinced that this was the guy for me. Online stranger man and Sally forever. It just so happened that as the end of tour loomed, I made the decision that I was going to take a break from my old home in New York City and move to LA. To anyone who asked, I would say that it was because my friends had moved there or I wanted a change. But really, online dream man played a larger part in the move than I care to admit. In a way, I just wanted to feel wanted, and I was willing to move to a new city for that. You live in Los Angeles? Oh my God, I was just planning to move to Los Angeles. Oh, and by the way, Sally isn't my real name.